Zogt mishnah if a shliach was appointed to bring a get within Eretz Yisrael, and the shliach then became sick, the shliach may appoint another person to bring the get from him, since anyway he doesn't have to say b'fanecha b'fanecha. However, if the husband had told the shliach, when you give the get, take back a certain object from her, the shliach may not appoint another person in his place, because it may be that the husband doesn't want the other person to being the shomer of the object that he asked him to collect. Zogt gemara kohanes that a shliach may only appoint another person if he became sick, not if he just doesn't want to complete his job. In fact, Mapshita, the mishnah specifically says the case where the shliach became sick. We would think that he can appoint the shliach at any time. And the reason the Mishnah says he was sick is that's the usual case of someone who's looking to put it off on another person. Kamash one that it can only be done when he's sick, not for any other reason. Meaning not for any, not if he just is not in the mood to complete the job. Shrek Marabraisa says, if the husband tells the shliach, take this get to my wife, the shliach is allowed to appoint another person to take over for him. If the husband said, you take this to my wife, the shliach may not appoint another person. Or Shimon Gamliel says, in either case, the shliach may never appoint another shliach to take over for him. Now, if our Mishnah is discussing where the husband said, take this get to my wife, according to the Tanakhama, he should be able to appoint another person even if he was not sick. If the husband said, you take this get to my wife, then the shliach should not be able to appoint another person even if he did get sick. And according to Rav Shimon also, the shliach should never be able to appoint another shliach. If so, who does our Mishnah follow? And from where the Mishnah is discussing a case where the husband said, take this get to my wife, it may be that Tanakhama allows the shliach to appoint another shliach when the husband says, take this get to my wife, only if he became sick. Maybe that's what Tanakhama means. Another teretz, the Mishnah is discussing a case where the husband said, you take this get to my wife. It may be that the Braisa would agree that the shliach became sick, and even in such an, with such an instruction, he still may appoint a new shliach. Finally, we can give a third teretz. We can even say that Mishnah follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is only talking about the case of a healthy shliach, but he would agree that if the shliach became sick, then he may appoint another shliach. For the acting more, our Mishnah says, if a husband tells two people, give a get to my wife, or if he tells three people, write a get and give it to my wife, they should write a get and give it to his wife. This implies that only they may do so, but they may not appoint another shliach to do so. This contradicts our Mishnah. Abaye said, in that mission, the husband wants these people specifically to carry out the shlichus because he's embarrassed by the fact that he doesn't know how to write his own get, and he doesn't want that fact being known to additional people. However, in our mission, the shlich is simply delivering the get. In that case, the husband doesn't care if the shlich appoints another shlich, and that's why it's still kosher. Rava said, in that mission, there was only a verbal instruction with no tangible items. Therefore, that cannot be transferred to a shlich because milim, words, can't be transferred to a shlich to pass along to another shliach. However, in our Mishnah, we have a tangible get that could be passed from one shliach onto another shliach. The nafkamina between these answers is regarding a shliach appointed to write a gift document. According to Rava, this instruction could also not be transferred to another shliach. According to Abaye, since it's the obligation of the recipient to have the document written, if the giver appoints someone to write it for him, it does not show that he's incapable of doing so. In arguing about this, they argue in the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, where Rav says that a gift document is not like a get, which is a view of Abaye, and Shmuel says that a gift document is like a get, which is a view of Rava. Mishnah said, "V'mama lo itali emena chayfetz plaini." Rish Lakish said, "Here's where Rebbe learned and taught that a lender may not lend the borrowed object, and a renter may not rent out the rented object. Just like our Mishnah says, he should not appoint another shliach to retrieve the object from the wife. However, the get would remain valid even if he did so." Rabbi Yechina said, "That's halacha that even children know. What Rebbe must have taught was that there are times that if the shliach makes another shliach to bring the get and retrieve the object from the woman, the get will actually not be a valid get because it becomes a case like where the husband specifically tells the shliach to divorce his wife on the ground floor and he does so on an upper floor." Or where he tells him to divorce with the right hand, uses the left hand, in which case it can't be puzzled. Zakhma all agree that what the husband meant with his instructions is that the object should first be retrieved and then the get should be given. Therefore, if the shliach appointed another shliach and the new shliach retrieved the object before giving the get would be valid. Machloek is where he first gave the get and then got the object. Rabbi Yochanan says, if the original shliach did it that way, it would become puzzled. So surely if the newly appointed shliach does it that way, it's puzzled. Rish Lakish says, if the newly appointed shliach does it that way, it would still be valid. But and surely if the original shliach did it that way, it would be valid. Zok the next Mishnah, if a shliach is bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz and becomes sick, he appoints a new shliach in Bezin, tells Bezin, b'fanecha b'fanecham. The last shliach need not say b'fanecham b'fanecham. Rather, when he delivers the get, he simply says, I am a shliach of Bezin. Zok the Gemara, the Rabbanan told Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avo, to ask Rabbi Avo if the shliach appointed by the shliach of the husband can also appoint a new shliach or not. Avimi said, that's not a question, because the Mishnah says, the last shliach doesn't have to say b'fanecham b'fanecham. The use of the word last teaches that can be even more than one shliach in the chain. If anything, my question is, when the second shliach makes a new shliach, does it have to be done in Bezin or not? And said, that's not a question, because the Mishnah said that the last shliach says, I am a shliach of Bezin. Obviously, each appointment must be done in Bezin. Nachman Yitzchak had a slightly different version of the preceding conversation, but really essentially the same. Rabbah said, if a get is being delivered within Eretz Yisrael, each shliach may appoint another shliach, and it does not have to be done in Bezin. Rashi said, if the first shliach dies, all subsequent shluchim become batel. Marbar Rashi said, my father must have been young when he said this, meaning it's incorrect. Because for if the husband were to die, clearly all the shluchim become batel. We see that the authority comes from the husband. That's true whether the first shliach is still around or not. Zachtmar, a person wanted to send a get to his wife and made a shliach to do so. The shliach said, I don't know what your wife looks like. How can I bring a get there? The husband told him, bring the get to Abba Bar Menume, who knows what my wife looks like, and he'll give give it to her. The shliach went and could not find Avraham ben Yuma. He went to Rabbi Vohr, Rabbi Chinin bar Papa, and Rabbi Yisrael Nafra with Rav Safa, who was sitting along with them. The three of them told the shliach, make us as a bezin the shliach. When Avraham ben Yuma comes, we'll give it over to him like you were supposed to do. Rav Safa said, the shliach was not given the authority to make the divorce. He was only supposed to give it to Avraham ben Yuma. So how can he say he can't make a shliach in his place? The three of them felt embarrassed. Rava said, Rav Safa has cut the feet from under these three rabbonim. Rav Ashi said, why do you think it's a good question that he asked? The husband never told the shliach, I want Avraham ben Yuma to deliver the get, and not you. Therefore, he does have the authority to deliver the get, and therefore, he can appoint a shliach in his place. Vayter, a person gave a get to a shliach to deliver to his wife, instructed him not to deliver it until 30 days have passed. In those 30 days, the shliach becomes an oinus and no longer can deliver it after the 30 days. That's what happened. The shliach asked Rava what to do. Rava told him, just as a sick shliach who is an oinus may appoint another shliach in his place, you can do the same. Therefore, Rava said to make his bezin the shliach, so that after the 30 days, they can appoint a new shliach to deliver the get. Rabban said to Rava, during the 30 days, the shliach does not have the authority to deliver the get, and therefore he can't make a shliach to do so. Rava said, since after the 30 days he could deliver the get, even at this point, he's considered to have the authority to appoint a new shliach. They asked Rava, why are we not concerned that this predated get, because it won't be given for 30 days, maybe it'll become a get yashan if the couple stops fighting and lives with each other during that time? Rava felt embarrassed and didn't have an answer to the question. However, it later became known that the story happened through an Arusa, an Arusa. No concern that they're living together. He said, there's no such concern for an Arusa. Rava asked, when Bezin appoints a shliach, does the first shliach have to be there? Rava later said that he does not have to be there. They sent a message back to Israel also saying that the first shliach does not have to be there. Person gave a get to his wife and said it should be effective today if I don't return within 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, he was prevented from crossing the river to come because the ferry wasn't there. He stood at one side and yelled, I'm here, Shmuel said. It's as if he doesn't show up. The get is therefore effective. A person gave a get to his wife and said, if I do not appease her within 30 days, the get should be effective from now. He tried to appease her, but she wouldn't be appeased. Rabbi Yezid said, did he offer astronomical amounts of money to be appeased? Since he did not, the get will take effect. Others say, Rabbi Yezid said, is he required to offer astronomical amounts of money? Rather, since he tried his best and she is not allowing herself to be appeased, the get does not take effect. First version of Rabbi Yezid holds that we don't have the concept of oinus by gittin. The second version of Rabbi Yosef holds that we do allow the concept of oinus by gittin.